November the 2nd, forestry. The forestry industry in New Zealand is in trouble. Forestry has always been one of our major export industries, but in recent years it has been declining. 19 sawmills closed this year, 2 in the last month. New plantings of trees reached the highest point in 1994, at around 30,000 hectares of new forests each year. But today, there is almost no new planting. This is serious because it takes 25 years for trees to grow before they can be harvested for timber or wood products like paper. The most popular trees planted in New Zealand are Pinus radiata, pine tree, and Douglas fir. They are softwoods which grow quickly. About 70% of tree products are exported, but costs of shipping have increased and demand has decreased as more and more concrete and steel are used in building. In New Zealand, where timber is traditionally used for house framing, the building industry is declining. One of the reasons for the decline in forestry is the increase in dairy farming. Flat land in the central North Island is now more attractive for cows, as export prices for dairy products have been so good lately. During the last 4 years, 40,000 hectares of trees have been cut down and not replaced. 11% of forests have gone, especially on flat land. Yet there are very good environmental reasons to encourage forestry. New Zealand has about 830,000 hectares of steep hills, which are not suitable for farming. Rain causes erosion on hills, but tree roots hold the soil. Trees can stop flooding near rivers by soaking up water. Unlike dairy farming, trees do not affect the water quality of rivers. The central North Island has fertile land, high rainfall, and a mild climate, making it ideal for forestry. But more importantly, trees absorb carbon. This carbon is stored in the timber so that a wooden building that lasts 100 years still holds that carbon. Trees decrease greenhouse gases.